The Roman on the Rhine. This is a game about leadership in the Imperial War. The Emperor Augustus reaches his hand into the dark forests of Germania. Roman legionaries wield sword and plowshare alike in a bid to absorb this wild land into the Empire. This savage land of axes and wolves will turn into prosperous farms, tended by the Roman sickle. This is a game about diverse cultures, unified to stand firm against the invading foes. The many tribes of Germania have been brought together in council of war to organize their fight against the Roman conquerors. We, the free peoples, will push them back to the southern seas and reclaim this land of our ancestors. This is a role-playing game where you explore the conflict of the Roman Principate against the Germanic tribes. With 3 to 5 people and this audio recording, you will discover who will be victorious. This game consists of a number of scenes, each of which represents some major meeting of powerful leaders in Northern Europe. In the odd scenes, the players portray mighty chieftains of Germanic tribes who meet in war council. In the even scenes, the players portray great Roman patricians. In all these scenes, however, the GM portrays the great leader who makes the final decisions, the great chieftain of the wild lands, or the Roman governor of Germania. The GM plays these roles while the players advise and recommend which course of action would be best. Each scene begins with a question every player must answer honestly in an order of their choosing. The GM can ask further questions during the scenes to learn more about those characters. Each player then must either make a proposal for what their leader should do, or describe an additional benefit of some existing proposal. After each proposal is heard, each player may choose to add one more benefit to a proposal, or instead to describe a cost associated with one. The GM administers the game, fostering fun and deciding which proposal she accepts at the end of each scene. If the proposal has more benefits than costs, she gains doom. Between meetings, the GM may spend doom to target a character in the upcoming scene, either to destroy their anchor or to slay them outright. If a character has had their anchor destroyed, they cannot make a proposal or speak of benefits. If someone is slain, their heir is forced to take their place. You are the chieftains of the Germanic tribes, united in general council of war under this great chieftain. You have assembled from far and wide, unified by the great injustice and the wanton cruelty of the Roman legions. As you may be strangers to each other, tell us your name, and which people are your anchor in times of strife. Is there one who speaks for the Cherusci of the plains, who once allied with Rome and knows their ways? Is there one who speaks for the Chatti, whose valor and discipline put the legions to shame? Is there one who speaks for the Bructeri, who follow the foretellings of Veleda, the living goddess? Is there one who speaks for the Sicambri, masters of the marshlands and thorny woods? Is there one who speaks for the Sicambri, masters of the marshlands and thorny woods? Thank you for gathering here to speak for your peoples. How shall we send a message to the Romans to curb their ambitions and punish their cruelty?
Oh,
The First Senate. You are Rome's finest, condemned to tame the barbarous new province of Germania. Each of you have been sent by Emperor Augustus himself to aid me in this effort, thanks to your skills. The tribes have risen against us, and I need your talents to regain this land for Rome. As you may be strangers to each other, tell us your name and what resources anchor you in the emperor's favor. Is there one who speaks for the traders, who trade in iron and slaves alike? Is there one who speaks for the legions, fists of the empire, of discipline unmatched? Is there one who speaks for the auxiliaries, allied barbarians and skillful scouts? Is there one who speaks to the laborers, civilizing and fortifying the borderlands? Good. Thank you for coming. Now, how will we secure our borders from raiding barbarians and dissuade their attacks?
Mm-hmm.
The Second Council. The Romans have gone too far. Which of your spies have successfully infiltrated the Roman operation, and what is their current cover?
Thank you.
Which spy should we activate to damage our foes?
Thank you.
the Second Senate. The barbarians are far too organized to be so easily defeated. Which of the tribes do each of you have ties to, and of what kind? Which of the tribes should we appease and bribe to get them to serve our ends? Thank you. the Third Council. How will the Council react?
Oh, my God.
The Third Senate. How will the Senate react? Thank you. final council. The Romans fear us. Now we must decide how we will communicate our terms to the Imperials to get them off our land. What message should we send? The tribes must move. The final Senate. Rome demands swift resolution to this conflict. Augustus assumes that these simple barbarians would be no match for trained legionaries, but he's never faced an alliance this fierce. How can we strike at the tribes during the winter when our foes least suspect? now that you've seen how the final Roman action turns, what are the last thoughts of each of these great leaders? Be they in the dark forests of Germania, or in Rome's city streets. How do they remember this conflict if they survived? How will they be remembered if they did not? Thank you for playing the Romans on the Rhine.